They don't advertise for killers in a newspaper.
Dude. I don't know what's going on.
I told you about my tinnitus, and you're just twisting the knife.
Oh, is that it?
Is that it? Are we in?
Is that all the sound effects?
They're laughing.
Hey, welcome back, everybody.
Hi.
TGI frickin' Friday, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I'm so glad.
Tell me about it. The week was flying by until today when I had to go to the bank, and the bank sucks the soul out of me, soul and life.
Especially, well, it's...
Every time.
Even though it's got AC and it's, like, really hot out.
Yeah, it's just that things take, like, 3 hours there, and they can never do anything on the spot, and oh, I wake up in the morning dreading it. I woke up this morning, I was like, shit, I gotta go to the bank.
It's too bad you couldn't just have everything be free.
I know.
Thinking about that. I just wish everything was free. I guess that, does that make me a communist?
A little bit. Yeah. You know, some solid tendencies.
Oh, wow. Don't tell anybody.
I won't. Shh, it's on the hush hush.
Don't let the water in. Wake up. Wake up.
I'm about back. Huh? I'm back. Dude, what'd you think of that? Because they're one of my faves.
Was he saying about Roller Girl?
What about Roller Girl?
What is he saying? Or is he saying Color Guard? That's the
Color
name
Guard.
That's
the name of the song. Yeah.
I thought he was saying Roller Girl.
I would write a song about her.
He was dreaming about
Yummy. Yummy. I like them. I thought that was a good mellow tune.
No, I liked it too.
You and I were both talking earlier about how we were like just at the same time and in opposite sides of the city picking mellow tunes tonight. It was going to be a hyper mellow show. And it's funny because I was picking mellow tunes. I was like, shit, I'm really in a mellow mood. I hope this isn't going to totally conflict
with you. But you're in like kind of a hyper mood.
Yeah, it's changed. Like on the drop of a hat, it changed. Actually, it changed with one of the songs we're going to play later, the Xerox Teens. Once I heard the Xerox Teens, I changed. I flipped.
And why don't we just play it right now?
Well, we could if you like.
My darling, I love you.
Yeah. That's just the classic get your party started beat right there.
It's Friday.
It is. I know. And they got the horns to prove it.
Do we spoil it by having all this mellow music now to go?
There's no yin without the yang, Mitch. There's no black without the white. You got to, you know, the positive with the negative.
Yeah, it's funny because I feel like when I do the show, it always feels like I'm really sensitive about the vibe of the show and like the the energetic, you know, the energy level and everything. But when you listen to it, it's just the show. You know what I mean? Like you don't feel it nearly as much as you do when you're sitting in the room putting it together.
On three pills of ecstasy.
Yeah. Whoa.
No, I'm sorry. I was thinking
hey,
the
how's
listener.
The energy up there, bro?
I was thinking of the listener. Do you want a massage, man?
Yeah.
Now, the energy, when I listen to the show and I try to listen as a innocent bystander, it's like half intellectual, half. I mean, to me, I'm listening for like the new kind of thing that I want to hear.
Yeah.
Especially when I used to be a big fan, so I was always listening to the show long before, you know, from the beginning.
Yeah. Did we cover that? Did we come and blow over it a lot? Do we actually? Do people actually know what happened? Like
we glossed over it. Over it. But I used to be a huge fan. I listened from day one.
But then
it was one of the first podcasts I discovered, and I loved it. And I was always like, shit, this show is playing some stuff that I need to listen to.
But the cool thing is that the day I'm over here, not the day, but like the week or whatever, like right around first week I was here, I get an email from you saying, dude, you know, I've been listening to the show for a while.
From your neck of the woods.
You know, I don't know if you know anyone over here, but sounds like from your last show, you probably don't. I'd love to get a beer. It's super cool, you know?
Yeah.
And here we are.
It made sense in a million ways. You know? It was like when Heath Ledger asked Jake Gyllenhaal to go fishing, but without the gay sex.
doesn't have to be without it though, right?
Sure, Mitch.
Okay.
Yeah, sensitive music time. Anyways. No, but I think
Intellectual.
Yeah, it's like as a listener, when I was a listener, I was listening to this to hear the new something I never heard before that I like, and I liked so much of it. So the vibe wasn't to me so much an issue because I was listening to find something new, and I was into everything. I'm into everything.
Right.
Everything, Mitch.
Everything. Yeah, apparently.
So that was. I mean, I don't think the vibe is.
But do you think that it takes away when we talk all the time?
Depends on if it's gibberish or not.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't. I mean, I was a huge fan of your old cohorts in crime.
Yeah.
Those guys were great. Absolutely terrific.
You hear that, guys? Bobby, Zach.
Love y'all.
Oliver, Roman.
Come out fishing.
Lee the dork.
God,
I can't.
You
organize.
Promised me I'd meet him.
I know. I can't organize with him anymore because it's like a different time zone. And I don't know. Lee, if you're out there, I think he stopped listening. I think that was part of it.
We fear. I listen to his show. In fact, I think about it quite often. Yeah, because I like the way he organizes his music, and like he'll play like an entire show about like cocaine songs or whatever. And I like
he's got
that
a theme. Yeah.
Yeah, I like his themes.
Well, he's like a radio guy. He's like legit radio dude.
He's done radio.
Yeah,
it makes sense. He's that good. I mean, he's good. He's good enough. I can see it.
Dan and I went to a show last night.
My ears are still ringing.
They
still
hurt.
Still ringing. You were smart enough to pop away in the middle of the show and plug your ear holes with toilet paper.
I was sitting there with my fingers in my ears for half the show.
So were the girls next to us and everyone around us. We were right by the speakers on the right stack. And I went to bed. I could hardly go to sleep. The tinnitus was kicked up to the next level.
Let's give them a sample.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Here's the one that kicked it up to the next level. Yeah.
Froze up, leave it to fright. It's cute in a way till you cannot speak. And crunched up against his, she left it there. Told him how she felt and then they locked in stir. They took a step back, 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 back. Cause there's always repercussions when you're dating in school. But their lips met and reservations started to pass. Whether this was just an evening or a thing that would last, last, last. Either way, he wanted her and this was bad. Wanted to do things to her, it was making him crazy. Now a little crush turned into a like. And now he wants to grab her by the hair and tell her.
That was like a summary of the hour and a half we were at that show.
Yeah, it was. It was the ultimate, actually. There are three things I liked about the show. That song, the song they said was their super old song from I don't know what album or when.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it was the stuff that was the most diverse. You and I were saying when we were there that a lot of their songs were sort of shooting at the same target.
Yeah.
And they had a similar sound. But yeah, that one and like a couple others had that variance that you really just hooked into.
He has
that
kind of monotone sort of,
yeah,
Joy Division kind of sound. But Joy Division was a lot more, the melodies were a lot more dynamic.
Mm-hmm. I agree completely on that one. That was the thing, is I mean, sometimes, yeah, I had a really difficult time like distinguishing the differences between melodies, and you said you could really hear it in the bass player, but
yeah,
I couldn't hear it so much in the singer or the guitarist. The drummer hit hard and solid like he needed to. God,
that's
I blame
why
him
so loud, because
he's the first one, yeah, I go to litigation with on my tinnitus.
Yeah.
That guy. But that was a great show, and man, I got inspired by the singer's tattoos.
Yeah,
did you see those?
I didn't see him up close.
He was tattooed like an Alaskan oil slick. It was like just covered.
It was sleeved
and
it wasn't like complete sleeve, like
it was psychedelic.
You still see skin.
Yeah, yeah, there were bits, but it was just pure psychedelia. It was like an oil slick, like when you see that rainbow in an oil slick. That's, yeah, what I thought. And that was like, shit, you know, I've been thinking about tattoos lately. That's right, Mom, I've been thinking about tattoos. And I was like, man, if I'm gonna get one, I want something really organic like that, like an oil slick. I thought that was hot. That was hot.
I've always wanted a tattoo, but I just never really,
yeah. You got any piercings, Mitch?
Never.
Never? You're as naked as the day you were born.
Yeah. Well,
let's go soil you up.
I have scars. I have scars on my knees from when I fell.
Doesn't count. Chicks do dig scars, though. That's known across the world.
I'm scarred.
Is that how you got Renica, from your scars?
I'm dangerous.
It wasn't.
I've had a rough childhood.
Yeah, it wasn't from jumping your motorcycle over Caesar's Palace or anything, though.
No, nothing like that.
That's what you should get tattooed, Mitch.
Oh, you stupid motherfuckers.
No. Yeah. You think that's a little too dark for you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mother wouldn't approve?
Whoa. Frank. It's all kind of weird, isn't it?
Who was that? I didn't see what your picks were for this show.
That wasn't my pick.
That was my pick?
No.
Was that...
Listener pick!
Oh!
Andy from New Zealand. Thanks.
Hey, Andy.
That was the Madison Press.
I dug that.
Also from New Zealand.
I dug that. Who would have thought? New Zealand.
Such a small little island and such a large voice.
We're all looking for the next Canada. Could it be New Zealand? Maybe that's Canada. That's New Zealand's new slogan. We're the next Canada.
Canada of the South. Yeah. South Canada. Oh.
No, I like that a lot.
Thanks, Andy.
Yeah, who's Andy? And
I don't know.
Is Andy a prophet?
He found us on MySpace.
Hmm.
You ever heard of it?
MySpace. Tell me more. I don't know.
It's a website.
Yeah?
It's like social networking.
I'm not really into the web.
And like bands and filmmakers.
Interesting. Interesting. Anyway.
The
dead air. Yeah.
So what did you do? You went to Hoxton Square.
Right, before I came here. I was over at Hoxton Square.
You're reading on your computer again.
No, I'm not. I'm just checking out my downloads.
I'm just checking my email.
She might have written me back. I've been fostering this relationship.
Oh my God, this girl wants to be my friend.
Yeah, no. My girlfriend is her title already, and she wants to be my friend. I'm still intrigued by it. I was in Hoxton Square. I went down there. It was a Friday, and Hoxton Square on a summer's day in London blows up like Washington Park, you know, or wherever. It's just a ton of people drinking beers and hanging out with their dogs, and it's a good time. And went over there, and the gates were locked. The council, which apparently it's a free park, right? Available park.
People are always drinking beer in there when I go over there.
Yeah, and they were drinking beer this time too, even though the gates were locked. Right? It was like an ant colony climbing over the fence. Everyone was climbing over the fence with their beers in hand.
That's so cool.
Passing things over, going in to just drink and hang out, and you know, people are like lifting their dogs in over the fence. And
the park is ours.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I went in there, had a couple beers, and then moseyed on over here. It was tough to tear myself away, and I'm hoping that Renica gets back, we can all go.
Were there a lot of indie kids there?
I wouldn't call it indie. I'd call it media players. Like, everyone's involved in media out there, it seems. Media and creativity.
Mean like that's where all the Vice kids go?
Yeah, exactly.
So wait, So you went in even though you had to climb over?
Yeah, I parked my bike, locked up to the fence, climbed over with a few other people.
You're so hardcore.
That's right. That's right. You want to touch me?
No.
Want to go fishing? Just kidding.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
So, yeah, we went over, had a couple of beers, and then launched on back here. It's not the greatest story in the world, but Hoxton Park is freaking gorgeous, man. It is just gorgeous. Little square, right near some good museums.
Speaking of Hoxton, have you ever heard of Yahoo Answers? There is a tie-in. There is a tie-in. Yahoo Answers.
No, never heard of it.
I just went to it for the first time today. Well, mm-hmm. I've been there before, but I actually submitted my first question.
And they'll answer anything. Do they have like a team of South Asian underpaid employees anything?
User-generated answers.
Oh, right. So you can get paid. So cool. Right. I've heard about this, I think. You get paid. Or you can sign on and
get
paid
points.
Small amounts.
You get points. I don't know if you get paid. I don't know what the deal is, but I wrote, this is like, I wrote like maybe 2 hours ago, what time does Hoxton Square close on a Friday night?
And you don't even have to mention the specific location of where Hoxton Square is in the world?
No.
Wow.
No, but Angela,
mm-hmm.
who actually looks pretty cute.
Oh, they show the picture of the person that answers? Oh, no, dude, she's an illustration. She's vector art.
She's a what do you call those things? The little... Avatar. She's an avatar.
An avatar. Right.
Yeah.
So she has Angela, no feelings.
Angela,
she'll never love you,
no.
Mitch, like I will.
I know. So Angela writes back, 2 a.m. Isn't that cute?
That's when it closes?
Yeah.
That's cute. Leaves it at that. Clean and simple.
Yeah.
It just makes you want to know more about Angela. Yeah. Doesn't it? This is one big ploy of a dating site, isn't it?
I want to meet her.
Yeah, I know. She's the hottest vector
artist.
I wonder
what kind of music
seen.
She likes. Okay.
So let's go on MySpace, find her page, and then let's stalk her.
Good idea.
Yeah, I'm into it. No, that's interesting. But I've heard of other sites that do similar things where you can actually, in your spare time, get paid to solve questions. And it's not a lot, you know, they don't pay you a lot. But should you be bored and completely jobless, you can hang out at home and just answer questions. Maybe it'll pay for your broadband price.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is the sound of hundreds of thousands of dollars pouring in through the door because Dan's brain
is on your questions.
Is on your questions.
Ask me anything. I got access to Google. I'm your man.
Wikipedia, mm-hmm. dude. All right, so we need to chill out.
Let's
We've got three more songs, and we're like...
This is the most songs we've ever played in a show.
What, seven.
We
have a total of seven.
We're one more than the average for us.
A little bit more. So we try Vibnir.
Are you sure it's Welsh?
I don't know. Well, who puts a Y after a G in any other language?
I got to call my Welsh friend and see how you pronounce
it. It's V-I-B space G-Y-O-R.
And we apologize if we're completely butchering that name.
Vibnir. Is that how you're pronouncing it?
I wouldn't know the first. I don't know which way's up.
I like listening to Vibnir. Do you? Why don't you find out?
I've seen lives get ripped apart. I've witnessed all. Your sorrow, you're nothing but an empty shell. Oh,
we're all sorted now.
I like that.
It was good. It was good. It was atmospheric and beautiful. And we finally, I think we've nailed the pronunciation of the name.
I'm not going to say it.
All right, I'll make the effort. So we called my friend James, who's from Wales, and he doesn't really, he's basically a Londoner. He's been here forever. So he put me on to his friend Kate, who's very much from Wales. And she said, it's a soft G, so it's not a G, it's a Y. And she said, you kind of swallow the end. So it's Vib Gjö, not Gjör, but it's like Björk, you know, it's like Vib Gjö.
Maybe they're Icelandic. Björk.
Could be, dude. You're the one that's certain that they're Welsh, and that's a Welsh spelling.
No, Lieutenant, your men are already dead.
I don't know what's going on.
Well,
where's that band that sounds like Radiohead on Valium?
What the hell are you talking about, Mitch? Who on
Radiohead on Valium? You know who I'm talking about.
I have
about.
No clue.
They're Icelandic or Greenlandish, Greenlandish or Finnish? Finnish?
No.
Come on.
No, I'm drawing blanks.
I'm being so stupid right now. Do I have to look in my iTunes? No, I can't do it.
Come on. I want to know. Now I'm on the edge of my seat with bated breath.
I don't want to pause the show, but now I have to know.
Okay, quick edit. Yep.
Yahoo Answers.
Yeah.
Maybe Yahoo. I should go to
Yahoo.
Yeah,
get your girly back on it. I think you guys are well near a date already. I'm sorry. No, of course not.
No. I'm getting married.
I know. To Vector Man. Art.
No.
She's not real. It's okay.
You know who I'm talking about. They have two names.
I have no idea.
They have two words in their name. And it's like, and they're really famous. And it's really atmospheric and weird.
Segur Rós.
There you go.
Thank you.
God.
Gotcha.
I'm an idiot.
stupid.
Damn.
Hello,
damn,
McFly. yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying there. In fact, they're playing soon. They're playing out here soon.
They are?
Yeah. They're playing, I think, at the Barbican again.
Barbican?
Yeah. Have you ever been there?
I've walked around in there, but I've never actually been.
It's a trippy place, and the venue is amazing. I mean, like,
isn't it like a council building, and then they.
I don't think it ever was. Well, like most council buildings, it ends up being high-end luxury apartments at some point because it just goes to shit as a council building.
Well, it's the good council buildings
that become, now it is,
and,
yeah.
And the bad ones end up becoming trash.
Yeah, that whole complex is amazing. It's one of the most amazing.
It's all arty.
Late 70s concrete structures ever seen by man. Anyways, the venue in there, the Barbican venue is like. It's like an opera house of sorts. I mean, loads of the most famous musicians premiere their albums there. Like for example, Brian Wilson premiered Smile there in London.
Oh, wow.
And that was a star-studded, unbelievable gala event. Well, I would have paid everything I had in my pocket to go see that.
So they have some sort of huge, like, room, like a...
They do, they do. They have a... I went and saw... do you know... Amina, they did that song, Amina... God, am I going to actually blank on the name?
Now,
quick cut to edit.
We're just being stupid.
We are being stupid at this point.
Stupid.
Anyways, I've seen some great shows there.
Operator.
Tank, I need a pilot program for a beat.
I need an answer here.
Oh, you stupid motherfuckers. No, no.
Wrong answer.
That's why you need Yahoo Answers.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me plugging Yahoo like an idiot. How about some more music? Fink. What about Fink?
Think
this is a good idea? This is nice music. It's like...
This is more of our... This is when we were in our mellow state earlier.
It's like if Jack Johnson is just getting to you, you know?
Yes, he
can. Which is just about anywhere I go.
I don't like to punch a lot of people, but if there's
one... I am totally ruining this guy's career right now. He sounds nothing like Jack Johnson, but he does... He is like a nice kind of acoustic singer-songwriter.
Swinger-songwriter.
Songwriter. Good. He's a good musician.
took your time to come back this time, yeah. And grass has grown under your feet. And in your absence, I change my mind. Someone else is sitting in your seat. And I know that I said there'd be no one else. Know that I said I'll be true, yeah. Babe, I got Cupid's arrow. Here's a short and narrow. There's nothing left to offer you. Cause I'm all cried out. Whole lot of loving, handful of nothing. All cried out. It's hard to give you something when you're pushing me. Look surprised, there was no disguise, no. You knew where I stood from the start. So stop, look around you, you're right back where I found you, yeah. Take back your cold and empty heart. All cried out, whole lot of loving, yeah. All cried out, it's hard to give you something when you're pushing. Give you something when you're pushing me.
Hella tight.
We could have a rough debate here, Mitch.
Oh, you didn't like it?
Well, I thought it was good, but I'm saying that give him 3 years and a ton of media spotlight and overplaying and he's another Jack Johnson.
I think he's better than Jack Johnson.
Why?
Because
it's different for now.
No. But it's subtler. I feel like Jack Johnson is so... He's such a beer boy band. And I don't think the beer boys will ever, like, take on to this. He'll never be, like, in the Jimmy Buffett category. But Jack Johnson is totally there. You know? Like, 07, maybe. You know what I mean? Like, I could see him going, like, maybe... You know, adult contemporary. I can see this guy going adult contemporary route, but I don't see him going beer boy route. Not that that's any
one
better.
One would hope. Yeah. Do you really want him to be the new adult contemporary? No, you don't want him to. You want him to be yours. But the thing is that anytime someone becomes as big as Jack Johnson, they were once great, and all of a sudden they're no longer yours, so they cannot be great.
I never liked him in the first place.
I did when he first came out, and I was my friends, in Santa Cruz years and years ago, he was legitimately big within the surfing community, which was cool. Originally, yeah. He was.
Right. And he still is.
Yeah, but now it's owned by everyone. And that's what everyone complains about.
But does that make his music any worse? I mean, his music.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't change the music at all. It just changes your perception of it.
Right, right.
And yeah, I mean, this
guy.
That's
an age old question.
It is. Which is why I'm saying we could get in a big argument here. Give this guy another.
Let's do the age old question for the next 5 minutes.
No, I am into what we do here on this show because I feel like I'm finding things that most people don't know about just yet. Wouldn't find. And that's the thrill. That's the big thrill in music for me.
And nobody knows about Fink right now.
So buy his albums. Get into it. Enjoy it while you can.
Before
he becomes the next Jack Johnson.
Everybody else ruins it.
Yeah. No. It's the funny thing because Jack Johnson could change. And honestly, you look to an artist to grow with you. And when an artist doesn't grow with you,
then you abandon them
because they have to change from album to album.
That's why
they have to evolve.
U2 still has listeners.
Right. And that's one reason why I think that the Strokes are going to die.
If they had done Joshua Tree over and over and over again, everyone would have
been one would give a crap anymore. But that's why I think that the Strokes, in my opinion, are kind of two dimensional. Yeah, they got away with it one album. They got away with it another album. I don't think they're going to get away with it with a third album. And
aren't they on their third? Didn't they already?
Have they already released it?
Yeah, they just did.
I don't
a third
pay enough
album.
Attention, you know. But yeah. All I'm saying is, if the third album sounds like the last one, then they're on the third. They're on the same album.
Yeah,
you know, and they need to grow with you. I feel like the Chili Peppers have evolved for better or for worse. Yes, but they've evolved, yeah. And that's more intriguing than not evolving
sting,
at all.
In a sting sort of way.
Yeah, exactly. And it's more intriguing than not evolving at all.
They used to be
party music, yeah. And I'm so pissed off that they haven't gone back to their party vibe from before. I mean, it would be a great thing for them to revisit now.
Blood, sugar, but sex, magic.
They got mortgages. Actually, they've kicked their drugs and their alcohol, and they have children.
Suckle up to mother's milk.
Exactly. And God, you know, that could so reinvigorate them, but it's just not their thing right now. And
they stopped doing drugs, they all got kids,
yeah,
you know,
they own refrigerators.
It's hard.
I've never owned a refrigerator.
It's hard to keep up. What?
Or a washing machine.
You have
and they
refrigerator.
Own these things, but I don't own it.
Oh, right.
Have you ever owned a refrigerator? Have you ever gone shopping for fridges?
No, I've never owned a fridge. Yeah,
neither have I. Yeah. And I don't expect to for a little while. I don't really want to.
Owning
honestly.
A refrigerator goes right along with owning a house.
It does.
You can't rent a fridge if you own a house. That's just bad.
I would hate to have to move my fridge. Anyways, that's another story. But you want to see anyone involved. I mean, that's one of the most intriguing things about discovering someone is them evolving with you. And Jack Johnson, clearly, no evolution.
But if he had evolved, it would have been selling out.
That's a cop out right there.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, that happens all the time.
Yeah.
Bands sell out. Bands evolve and they get more popular.
It's a fine line.
People
call
them sellouts.
It's a fine line, though,
they
between evolving to what they think they should evolve to and evolving naturally. And that's a media issue. And
but nobody except the artist actually knows the answer to that.
Right. But that's why I say it's a media issue also, because how they portray that evolution. You know, it's funny because you look at like Kylie Minogue or Madonna, they evolved tons, like repeatedly over and over and over again. Everyone buys into it and they're like, it's not selling out for them at all. No one even throws the word selling out at them.
They were pop stars.
Yeah, I suppose so.
To begin with. It's like when
pop stars.
It's like when an indie or underground artist goes pop eventually, when they evolve into pop. That's when people call it selling out.
I suppose so, but man, Madonna, she was once indie.
She was.
Oh, come on, she was.
Like a virgin.
No, that was way after she was already pop, man. No, we're talking what like when she was in her New York DJ scene prior to all of the Like a Virgin stuff.
I don't know anything before I was born.
She had. Well, maybe she didn't. Maybe she's just launched. I don't know. I can't claim to be a Madonna, you know, anthologist. But I think that it's just odd that she and other pop stars are completely immune to the selling out issue at all. When because they must have been small at some point for themselves. I mean, Madonna certainly wasn't in like the Mickey Mouse Club. You know, like, sure, but Christina Aguilera, Mickey Mouse Club, she sold out from day frickin' one. You know, but Madonna, there was no Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is pop music. There's a certain style of music that when it's like when someone writes it and there's a producer backing them, you know, like when a producer writes it and you come in and you just write your lyrics and sing to it.
Yeah.
That in and of itself is pop music.
You're a hit
and
machine.
That's exactly. I mean, I don't think that anyone would ever call Jessica Simpson or her sister a sellout because they started out selling out.
I guess it's redundant. You're right. For them, it's redundant. Like, yeah, exactly. It's redundant. But Where does that leave us?
I don't know. I mean, this guy Fink. I don't know. You know, I'm nowhere near the right person to say, or 07 for that matter. You know, who's hugely popular now and was like big in a smaller kind of electronic community before, and now it's like they're selling out amphitheaters. You mm-hmm. know, like because this guy Fink tours with 07. Actually, mm-hmm. that's why I mentioned that. But whatever. I mean, you know, you're right. He could become so popular that, and this song, you know, mm-hmm. could become really big and no one wants to hear it anymore, just like mm-hmm. all those Jack Johnson tunes.
Yeah. So, moral of the story, evolve or die like the dinosaurs.
In the name of love.
Of course. Of course. The crowd always knows.
I can never figure out where to hit it on that keyboard.
I don't think you'll ever find the right spot on that keyboard. There's no right key.
See, they sound like they're drunk. It's like drunk munchkins laughing. Okay, one last song and then we're out of here. Let's just say we're out of here. We'll leave you with this one last song. Andy from New Zealand sent us another New Zealand band.
Andy the Prophet.
Called Jacob.
Better be good, Andy.
Thanks for pitching in, Andy. And there's a variety of different ways of getting a hold of me, people. Us.
You can get a hold of me too if you like. Mitch is the point man.
I got you on the friends list on
MySpace.
On the MySpace. Yeah, Notes
appreciate
Underground.
That.
MySpace.com/notesunderground.
You can Skype me.
Is it Notes from the Underground?
No, it's Notes Underground.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure, dude. I know that the website's I'm pretty sure MySpace I read is Notes Underground.
I did not take Notes Underground because it was some kid.
Let's find him and let's.
Some kid.
Let's make horrible threats to his teddy bear.
So I want to see more people on the Frapper map.
I'm on the Frapper map.
Yeah.
After my serious flagellation by you last show about the Frapper map, I've gone on the Frapper now.
Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
I'm on. You can mark yourself on the globe. And thus we all know, you know, how we're distributed around the world for listeners, which is.
It's
intriguing.
Cool. And you guys can meet each other.
You can meet each other. You can see how cute each other is. Maybe go out on an internet date.
Go out on a date.
Yeah.
Notes from the Underground on MySpace. I couldn't nab Notes Underground.
Come on,
isn't that
man.
Funny? I could get Notes Underground on the web, but I couldn't get it on MySpace.
Well, no one's willing to pay for it like you are. It's good, but it ain't that good.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Find me on the Frapper.
I don't think anyone's literate on MySpace either because Notes from the Underground. Well, I guess there's Notes from Underground. Oh, anyways, I'm an idiot. Anyways.
Anywho, shut up.
Shut up.
Yeah, so go date your fellow Notes Underground listeners on the Frapper map.
Find us
some good internet loving.
Yeah.
And tune in next time.
You can send us more music at Notes Underground.
Yeah,
or just mention it on the MySpace.
Can I give my contact info, Mitch, or do you have to be the one that's always getting all the love?
Dan, whatever you want.
You can Skype me at DSIDEN. Skype me there. Or you can find me on the MySpace as a friend of Mitch.
You're such a chatter.
I like to chat, you know.
I'm getting a phone call. I think it's Renica. Let's go.
Let's go drink.
Here's some song. Last song. Good night, everybody.